Today in Alabama Ag News from the Southeast AgNet, well, the four candidates for Alabama Commissioner of Agriculture and Industries took part in a forum at the recently held Alabama Agribusiness Council meeting, where they were each able to speak about their individual campaign and also answer a variety of questions about issues pertaining to the position. And when asked about how they would address water issues in relation to production agriculture, Republican Dale Peterson from Shelby County said that with 15% of the nation's water running either above or below Alabama land, the answer is to be able to tap that resource when needed.
So if we can build reservoirs and drill the aquifers, we can have a mechanism for taking care of our farms in the future.
However, current Assistant Commissioner of Agriculture Democrat Glenn Zorn thought the state needed to stay on its current path.
We need to be looking at watershed management authorities throughout the state of Alabama, and I think the watershed management authority that we implemented in Southeast Alabama is a model for the rest of the state, and I think that the Department of Agriculture can be a lead in steering the state in that direction.
Republican candidate John McMillan from Baldwin County said that with the projection showing that within 5 years, 36 states will be experiencing severe water concerns, this is an issue that he is extremely passionate about.
We've got to go to work, another area where we've got to bring agribusiness interests together to be sure that we're looking at the big picture. At the same time, we're preserving our interests, but also do much more in the state of Alabama about planning and conservation with our water resources.
And finally, Republican candidate Dorman Grace from Walker County says the ideas are already out there. The trick is figuring out how to make them work.
We just need to figure out how to do those reservoirs, hold that water where we can make sure that we can get it to our farmers and our urban centers for landscape and nursing, those kind of places.
And don't forget, the primaries for this and other Alabama elections are coming up on Tuesday, June 1st. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.